This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Yes, it is Figgy Smith's tape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding down on a Thursday. Happy Draft Thursday. Ready to get out there to the draft party and have some fun. And if you're going to be out there, let me know. Hit me up. At the Figgy Fig. I got to vent real quick. I'm really upset with somebody I know, man.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so, Lopez, what you do?
Nah, it's nobody here.
My bad.
So, shout out to my good friend, DJ Holly Grove.
Okay.
The Chop Stars. Chop, not slop,
yes,
as
sir.
They like to say. So, I got yesterday. And if you on Instagram, they have a thing called Insta Notes.
Mm-hmm.
That's like right above your story, your Instagram story, and you could kind of type, kind of look at it as like an old Facebook status.
Ah, yeah. Right.
You could just kind of write whatever you're doing or whatever note you want to write. And so he posted in his Insta note, it said, surgery in a few hours. So I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. So I DM'd, I responded to that note and said, prayers, bro.
Yeah.
Just kept it simple with the prayer. I said, prayers, bro.
Yeah. You know?
He responded back with a screenshot of an image that said this. Since you replied to my note, you are in the game. You have to post one of these things on your instant notes.
We doing chain mail on social media now?
Bro, it was a game. It was a game people was doing.
Yeah.
So this was the list of stuff. So apparently since I replied, now I got to be in the game.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
So,
exactly.
Yeah, so it was a bunch of stuff like, we broke up, don't message me.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna change schools, broken with the broken heart emoji. Like, I'm like, dog, why is you playing this damn game?
I don't think it was him.
No, it was him.
It's his account?
I thought he got hacked or something.
No, he didn't get
Facebook
hacked.
Post those
he
things?
Said, no, so he said somebody got him.
Oh, okay.
So he was.
So you do know it was him.
Yes,
you know, Facebook does that a lot. Like where?
No. He wasn't hacked. He was playing the game. I'm like, dog.
Yeah.
Like, why are you doing this, man?
Yeah.
I didn't. I really thought that the chain mail type things are something that we had left in the past.
Yeah.
These little games, these Instagram games, is like 20 years old, man. Mm-hmm. Like, so, why are we still playing this stuff?
I thought
he was dead serious.
I've never understood why people felt like they were beholden to this. I was like, you know what you could do? Not. Because that's what I've done every single time.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm not playing this crap, man. I'm like, dog, what's wrong with you, man?
Here's the thing. I'm looking at it now, and he says, I'll be the one to choose which one you have to post, and you have to keep it up for 24 hours. And since you replied, as you said, but you have to post one of these, and you can't say no. I'm like, sure, I can.
He said,
sure, I can.
And then the one
absolutely
and
then,
who gonna check me is my response.
Yeah. And then he sent me. So this is the one he sent me. He sent me the one that said "dye my hair." LOL.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a regular. That's every month.
You know what he was trying to do? He was like, "You can play, but I'm gonna help you out to get out of it because people aren't. Nobody's gonna respond."
Okay, that okay.
He was trying to give you an out.
Okay,
if he was
okay.
Gonna play.
I see that.
I see the game. I see the game.
I'm just like, man, that like ain't nobody about to respond to that, but. I got it. But I was pissed off, man. I'm like, come on, man. I expect better from you, DJ Holly Grove.
That's the thing, right? It's like, don't do this. Don't do this. Why?
At your big age.
Yeah.
If I'm doing something like that, man, check on me in real life. check on me in real life. I might be hacked or somebody got me held hostage. All right. Now let's get to this, man.
Right.
The celebrities that gagged their interviewer. 713-572-4610.
Still, wow, it's wow. It goes either one way where people are just like, I don't understand, or another way where people have probably been all online right, in a different space.
Let me clean it up for the nerds out there.
Not just the nerds, for the debauchers.
Or the lames out there. And all the people that's not cool. So pretty much interviews that went off the rails.
Okay.
So the person that's interviewing somebody and then it just go off the rails where they like, oh. So I got a list of these. So the first one I want to go with, I got to go with the Godfather of Soul. Who was the Godfather of Soul?
James Brown.
James Brown.
James Brown.
Yeah.
This is James Brown on CNN. And just
sweating like a sweating like a Easter pit ham or whatever, or Christmas pig, something like that.
Yeah, this is him just being James Brown.
Yeah. Now, the women love you when you get out there. Why do you think that is?
What'd you say?
The women love you when you get out there.
Why is that, ladies?
Well, I'm asking you.
Huh? Because I look good.
Why do you think that is? You look
good. I smell
good.
I feel good.
And you sing good.
And make love good.
Oh. Well, there we are. We don't have to ask anybody else. We got that from the source. There you are.
What was wrong with him on CNN?
He said, what was wrong with him? I can tell you what was wrong with him. He was zooted. That's what was wrong with him.
He was zooted on that white horse.
That man was higher than insert high thing here that I probably can't say on air. It was very high.
Yeah, so speaking of that white horse, John Lopez's best friend, Charlie Sheen.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah, that's your boy, man. Y'all hung out on private planes.
That's your man's?
That's your man's. That's your 35 guy.
35 years ago.
Yeah, man. That's your guy.
So the friendship goes a long way. I get it. Makes sense.
Okay.
So if you walk in this room, you better keep that same energy, man.
I will say I've been to a party in which the white powder was there and so was Charlie Sheen. I will say that.
Hey, yo.
All right, here's Charlie Sheen, when he was on that legendary run of interviews, talking about that white stuff.
Tell me about the last time you took drugs.
The last time I took drugs, I probably took more than anybody could survive, you know.
What are we talking about? How much?
I don't know, man. I was banging 7-gram rocks and finishing them because that's how I roll. I have one speed. I have one gear. Go.
How do you survive that?
Because I'm me.
That's Lopez, man, right there.
That's your
there.
Man.
That's your guy.
That's your guy.
Hell of a nice guy, I will say.
Was he in that Mexican restaurant with you? In the back of that Mexican restaurant? You tried it?
No.
That's your man's.
Your man's. That's. I forgot how fast he was talking even in that moment. It was like, this is probably more... more level for him, but I don't think he was sober in that moment.
No, he wasn't.
100% he was not.
No way.
That is a lie if he said he was.
Yeah.
Here's another one, Pat McAfee. This was early on Pat McAfee. Like, he looked young in the video. It wasn't no ESPN money or nothing like that. And he had a guy by the name of Adam Cole on, who was a wrestler. I don't know how big he got as a wrestler, but during this time he was on NXT.
Okay.
And so this is how that went, and Adam Cole kind of went off the rails a little bit.
That's good business. Hey, that's business, baby. That's very smart. Yeah.
Well, and especially for you, because, you know, you're kind of small.
Oh, we're going to go with the size thing now.
You, Pat. Seriously, I'm sick of your I come the whole way here, take time away from my family to come to do your stupid show.
Hey.
And you're going to continue to disrespect me. Oh, don't touch me.
Whoa.
Get out of here.
You all right?
All right.
I had to check with Sean Pendergast because Sean, I don't know if Sean saw this clip before I showed him, but I'm like, is this real?
Yeah.
Because, you know, wrestlers, sometimes they get in that mode where they know how to push the right buttons to make it look super real.
Mm-hmm.
I think this was legit, man. I don't know what he was on.
No, I get it. Well, I know what he was on. He was on that you play too much, right? Yeah. Like, there's some people was like, haha, we can play to a certain point, but this is the line. And I get it. Pat McAfee very much strikes me as a dude who just plays too much. Like, he does not realize, hey, you're pushing a little far here, brother. We need to stop.
I would have liked to have seen more of the interview because you could be right, but it could be that guy was just nuts. You know,
yeah, it could
very sensitive.
It could
well, I mean, the way that it happened, right? Yeah. It seemed very evident when he was talking about like being little. Like he was it's the too little thing again, which is like this is clearly something that people poke at. That Pat knows that they poke at, which is the reason why he poked at him for it.
Yeah,
but clearly this is something that you know he a little sensitive about, and I feel like when he's sensitive about it, if you don't want him to blow up, and if you want to be an interviewer that actually wants to continue the interview, might not joke with him.
Yeah, just move on to something else.
That was one of those. you thought you were a little bit more friendly than he did.
Yeah.
And so he was like, we're not that cool, dog.
We aren't.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, this one right here, this was definitely real. Like, I don't have to question this one. Everybody remember this one. Oh, Jim Everett.
Mm-hmm.
As Jim Rohn liked to say, Chris Everett.
Jim, good to have you on the show.
Good to be here, Jim. Thank you.
Check that. Chris Everett, good to have you on the show.
You know what? You know, you've been calling me that you know for about what? The last 5 years.
About 2 years, actually, Chris. You may have even been Jim Everett back there, but somewhere along the way, Jim, you ceased being Jim and you became Chris.
Well, let me tell you a little secret. That, you know, we're sitting here right now, and if you guys want to take a station break, you can. But if you call me Chris Everett to my face one more time...
I already did it
twice. You call one more time, we better take a station break. You've been talking like this behind my back for a long time.
But now I said it right here.
Right, exactly.
Well, we got no problems
then. I think that you probably won't say it again.
I bet I do.
Okay.
Chris?
Habitual line stepper. Shout out to the many people on the text line. That is Pat McAfee, and that's absolutely Jim. Jim Rohn, he wanted
yeah.
smoke.
Yeah, you could tell the way the interview started. He was just like, hey, we here. We got a 5-minute segment. Let's go, man. Yeah. We got time. Chris.
Made his career.
And apparently the 281 seems like somebody that's in on the wrestling. They said Adam Cole's spot was acting, that they ended up wrestling in NXT. Okay.
All right. Okay. So that was kind of staged.
All right. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It still looked kind of scary, though.
Yeah.
But that one right there, you know that's real.
That was real. I don't think that was staged. Yeah.
You could tell. One of the things I love about Jim Everett in that moment is that you could tell as he's like, you know, you do this all the time. I could almost see him calculating, is it worth it?
Yeah.
Because I want to touch this man.
Yeah.
But what are the consequences? And he's like, I bet you won't do it again. He's like, I bet I will. He's like, okay, it's time. The time has come.
That's former Oiler Jim Everett.
That's right.
Yeah. He actually followed me on Twitter.
He does?
Because I think I tweeted something about that. And he gave me a follow. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
So once in a while, he'll like a tweet. But shout out to Jim Everett. How about this one? This one, I would not play with this guy either. Old Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson was doing a TV interview with somebody, and the interviewer decided to bring up his rape case.
Oh. Some of your critics would say, you know, there's a race for mayor. We know you're a convicted rapist. This could hurt his campaign. How would you respond to that?
Hey, I don't know who said that. You're the only one I heard say that. You know what I mean? And I don't have no comment to that, you know, because it's negative and you're being negative. And I met the mayor,
right.
And nothing they can do about it.
We actually had a really Wait good time. It. We talked about George Travallo, who's a legend in your city, highs and lows.
So interesting, because you come across like a nice guy, but you're really a piece of
hey,
with that
come
comment.
On, come on.
No, that was a piece of you. That was a piece of
Is it nerve-wracking for you to do something like this, or is it more nervous for you to box? How does it compare?
I don't know. It's more nerve-wracking for me to hear it's talking to a rap piece of like you.
Come on, Mike.
No, because you're a piece of
All right.
You really have to
We're going to... We're gonna wrap up this interview. Thank you for coming in.
Bleep you.
That's one of my favorite moments in interview history, man.
And, oh, by the way, bleep you.
Yeah. No, you could just see Mike Tyson.
Oh.
He was just sitting there thinking like, nah, I'm getting mad. You could see him getting pissed.
Yeah.
And then he just went on.
And then, he couldn't hold it anymore.
I don't see how I could talk to a rat piece of bleep like you. Like, oh, come on, Mike. Now, to the guy doing the interview. It's Mike Tyson, man. Why would you bring that up in front of Mike Tyson?
He's trying to speak truth to power.
He's right there in front of you, man. Like, nah, I would stay away from that, man. But I guess that's good journalism.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that, so speaking of the journalists, is that good journalism?
I think there's other
ways. You had to bring that up?
No, you don't. There's other
ways. He brought it up strong, too.
I was going to say, there's other ways to.
No, I feel like you said he brought it up strong. I think he was just trying to slide that in real right quick. We know you're convicted rapist. What? Huh? You said what?
But that's some of the fun interviews I found trending a little bit. Real quick, get you out of here. Rest in peace to Steve McMichael.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Passed away yesterday. He had ALS. He was fighting with ALS and all that stuff. Actually got into the Hall of Fame last year.
Yes, he did.
So I was actually there. Saw his family on stage and all that stuff. That was cool. But did you know he had a beef with the umpire, Aaron Hernandez.
Who doesn't have a beef with Aaron Hernandez?
Well, he did. He was in the flesh. He was at I want to say this was a Cubs game.
He was doing the seventh inning stretch.
And he said, you know what? He said, you know what? Let me speak my mind on this umpire down here.
And don't worry. I'll have some speaks with that home plate umpire after the game. Security's up here asking me to leave. I don't know what I did.
It may be a very brief visit. I mean,
it's hard to kick dirt on them from way up here, baby. I don't know how I got kicked out.
They tried to kick him out.
Angel Hernandez turned around, looked at him, and put his hands on his hip, like staring at him.
He should have tried to throw him out from down there. Like, hey, you're out of here, buddy.
Yeah, but rest in peace, Houston Zone.
That's right.
Houston Zone, Houston, Steve and Michael.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Rest in peace, Mongo, says Sally on the YouTube page. All right, that is Figgy's Mixtape every weekday at 1:20 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 610 at the Figgy Fig on social media.
And nobody sent me a vibe check.
Wow, really?
Man. Oh, wow.
But you know what? I wasn't offended. I felt like everybody was just enjoying locked the game. In. Yeah. So I can't be mad. I was locked in. It looked like it was pretty hyped too, so I'm good with it.
Are you trying to get vibe checks from the draft party today?
He's going to get them.
Yeah, I'm going to be there. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to be there. So, right, yeah.
I think we'll all be there at the draft party today at the Avenida, you know, and see where the Texans ultimately pick and who they select in the first round of the NFL draft. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's cross talk with the fellas of the drive. It's Clint and Sharon, and we'll do it next.